Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, September 11th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: media backlash, Mulan set for disappointing China debut, and ready for some football? Leading today's news, the social hashtag #CancelNetflix has been gaining steam and has reached Twitter's top trending topics as the streaming giant faces heavy flack for its controversial film Cuties. The French film, original title Mignons, was a Sundance favorite in 2019, but has drawn heavy criticism for those saying it sexualizes young girls. The company had apologized over a Cuties poster back in August, but says the show is a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. While Netflix shares fell nearly 4% on Thursday, the trajectory generally mirrored the broader NASDAQ market, and the stock is up 1.4% in pre-market trade. In other news, dogged by political controversies and negative reviews, Disney's $200 million live-action remake of Mulan is headed for a week premiere in China today. Pre-sales for tickets stood at about 8.2 million yuan, or $1.2 million, according to Myoen Entertainment, which is less than one-sixth of the opening day local box office collections for Tenet by Warner Brothers. Disney partly created Mulan to woo audiences in China, but the film has now become a magnet for political attacks. The studio filmed some of the movie in Xinjiang, where China is accused of committing rights abuses against millions of Uyghur Muslims, while lead actress Liu Yifei has publicly supported the police crackdown in Hong Kong. The NFL regular season kicked off last night, with the defending Super Bowl champions Kansas City Chiefs beating the Houston Texans 34-20. National audience impressions might be even higher this year, according to Moffitt Nathanson, which cited the relative lack of competing programming and changes in viewing habits, not to mention a public starved of live sports in 2020. A look at the network's broadcast schedule suggests Fox may benefit from the best set of matchups, followed by NBC and CBS, while ESPN trails badly on that count. Futures are trading higher once again, with the Dow up 216 points, and S&P 500 and NASDAQ ahead by 1% and 1.4% respectively, following a volatile session on Thursday that saw the recent tech sell-off resume. Market liquidity remains thin, and this can leave stocks vulnerable to exaggerated moves around big options trades, according to JP Morgan Chase & Company. Investors also remain worried that valuations may have been stretched too far. On the economic calendar today, the U.S. Labor Department is expected to report that consumer prices increased 0.3% in August, following a 0.6% rise in July. "It'll either be closed up or they'll sell it," President Trump told reporters. "There will be no extension of the TikTok deadline. There isn't much time before the September 15th cutoff date, meaning a deal would have to be announced in the next few days to prevent a shutdown." Suitors including Oracle and a team of Microsoft and Walmart have reportedly been discussing four ways to structure an acquisition from parent ByteDance, which includes buying the app's U.S. operations without key software, avoiding potential backdoors and other security issues. Century 21, the famous New York discount store chain, has become the latest retail casualty of the coronavirus crisis, saying it would file for bankruptcy after failing to receive money from its insurers over the pandemic. Century 21 joins a long list of prominent retailers like Brooks Brothers, JCPenney, J.Crew, Neiman Marcus, Sur La Table, and Tailored Brands that have filed for bankruptcy in recent months. Lord & Taylor, another New York institution which traces its roots to 1826, also announced plans to liquidate last month. Citigroup has appointed consumer banking head Jane Fraser as its next chief executive, making her the first woman to lead a major Wall Street bank. Current CEO Michael Corbett plans to retire from the bank in February 2021. While Citigroup still lags behind peers on profitability and share price performance, Corbett, the 37-year Citigroup veteran, is credited with returning the bank to health following its near collapse during the financial crisis. Recovering from the sharp downturn caused by coronavirus-induced lockdowns, the UK economy grew 6.6% in July on a monthly basis, with activity being boosted by the reopening of restaurants and bars. While it has continued steadily on the path towards recovery, the UK economy still has to make up nearly half of the GDP loss since the start of the pandemic, ONS Director of Economic Statistics Darren Morgan said in a statement. Over in Europe, traders are also watching comments from ECB officials after President Christine Lagarde boosted the euro on Thursday by delivering relatively mild comments on the currency's surge. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are set to open in the green, with crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the Consumer Price Index is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.